Okay, so we have weather in our region, and obviously stay tuned to KFGO for the next couple of hours for all your latest in weather, whether it's Shauna Olson or the National Weather Service cutting off Shauna in mid-sentence to get out that warning. The place to be is 790 KFGO.
I would mention, too, that to our south, there is a separate tornado warning, and I don't know whether Shauna covered it, but it's certainly worthy of mentioning. This is covering central Stevens County in the west central part of Minnesota. We have a lot of listeners down that way. Radar indicated tornado west of Morris, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Weather Service out of the Twin Cities is tracking this particular cell, and this is a radar indicated again, but there's a possibility, according to radar images, of tennis ball size hail.
What?
For central Stevens County, tornado warning until 4:30.
Tennis ball sized hail. Let me read that. Tennis ball sized hail. That would hurt. Wow, that would hurt.
That would do some damage.
Yes. Let's do the four-pack. Four-pack. Here on the Mike McFeely Show, KFGO News Director Paul Juergens, the resonant deep voice you just heard. By the way, Juergens, congratulations.
What have I done?
Number one. Right here. I have the ratings book.
The ratings book.
No, we'll get to the other thing. Stop smelling your shirt. We'll get to that later.
I stink like...
What?
Kingsford charcoal? There's a reason for that.
It's a good smell.
Yeah, I know. I know.
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
But congratulations.
Yeah, it's about 20-some years running now.
Yeah. So it's old news for you. I'm popping champagne.
I was looking at the Mike McFeely Show, and I must say, it's pretty strong.
Pretty solid. Another old hat for me, Jerky.
We'll be here another 6 months or so.
I'm solid for... I was told that, actually. You're good for six more months, so I'll get back to work. 4 o'clock, four-pack of the Mike McFeely Show, top four talk show talkers of the day on this program. Why do you have an antenna, by the way?
This, right? This?
Yes.
This here is a... this is the Maxrad Z1188 six-element YAG.
Oh, that's why you have it. Okay.
And it's a state-of-the-art antenna, and we have our scanner consultant. We have such a person for our police scanners.
Yeah, I was talking about
him. He's in today, and he is. We've got some interference on one of our scanners in the news center, and he's brought this antenna in.
The Maxrad?
He thinks we need to... it's the Maxrad.
The Maxrad, sorry.
He thinks we need to update an antenna on one of our towers here, so I brought it in.
Whoops.
Oh, there went part of it.
The Maxrad just fell apart right there. So my antenna on my pickup truck got torn off when I was going through a car wash recently.
Get a coat hanger.
Can I have a Maxrad for my pickup?
No. What? No,
sir-y. I could get KMOX. I could get everything on that darn thing.
You could communicate with the International Space Station with this Maxrad.
Number four on the four-pack today, Jerky. We know about the dangers of drunk driving, right? A lot of talk in the news about drunk driving.
And laws have been strengthened.
And that's good. It's all good. But you know what? Walking drunk is also a very dangerous activity, Jerky, because over one-third of U.S. pedestrians killed in 2011 had blood alcohol contents above the legal limit for driving.
Which is 0.08.
According to government data, 35% of those killed, 1,547 pedestrians, had a blood alcohol content of 0.08 or higher.
That's a phenomenal number. Would you say 1,500?
1,547 people were drunk walking and got killed.
You wonder how many of those people had been out and thought, you know, I better not drive.
I'm going to walk home.
Well, I'm sure that some of these would probably fall into that category. Now, I know a friend of a friend of a son?
Yes, a friend of a son.
A friend of one of my sons some years ago was in this predicament. He was at a local establishment, and he decided that, and he didn't live too far away from the establishment. And he thought, well, I'm not going to drive. Good decision,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he walked home, and they stopped him because he was kind of stumbling around, and he was cited.
What? He was cited for public drunkenness.
Public intoxication. Yep. So he said,
what do you want me to do? I can't catch
a
break here.
It happened in this city. And,
really?
And they said, well, you know, you're a hazard. You could stumble out into traffic, and they did cite it.
Jonathan Adkins, a spokesman for the Governor's Highway Safety Association, said that anti-drunk driving campaigns may be encouraging more people to walk home after a night of drinking and that alcohol can impair pedestrians' judgment and lead them to make bad decisions, like crossing a road in the wrong place, crossing against a traffic light, or trying to beat a bus that's coming.
That happens.
That's a tough break, man. Make the right decision, then get that bad. There's a recluse. Is that the way to pronounce it? A recluse?
Yes.
There's a recluse in Nevada. Is that the way to pronounce that?
Yes.
Is it Nevada or Nevada?
Nevada. Nevada.
There's a recluse in Nevada.
Oregon.
Oregon. No, it's Oregon. No, it's Oregon. Who, over the years, Jurgi, has kind of tucked away some gold here and there.
Just for a rainy day.
Yeah, just, you know, I'm going to put a little tomato can in the backyard. It turns out he had stuffed away millions in gold, and that gold is now being auctioned off. One batch of gold that Walter Samazco Jr. tucked away, mostly gold bullion, was sold at auction in February for $3.5 million. There's an auction today in Carson City, Nevada, that's going to auction off more than 2,600 items, gold coins, valued, they think, at over $3 million again.
Is Walter still with us?
No. The body of Walter Samazco Jr. was found in his home in Carson City in June 2012. After his death, a cleaning crew hired to tidy his modest ranch-style home where he had lived for 40 years came upon a stunning discovery. Boxes and boxes full of gold coins and bullion collected over an unassuming lifetime. It was enough to fill two wheelbarrows.
Good for us.
Wheelbarrow or wheelbarrow?
Relatives. I bet they're
$6.5 million in gold.
Happy. You get some socked away in a mattress, don't you?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I've got nothing.
I have a couple of Harmon Killebrew baseball cards.
I've got
socked
nothing.
Away.
That's You've got a, what, a 2000 F-150 with a broken antenna?
2002. Oh, well. 160,000 miles with a broken antenna and just, no cruise control.
Just broken in. You don't have cruise control?
No, it busted.
You don't have an antenna?
No, it busted. Oh, and now my little starter on my keychain.
You had auto start?
Like I had auto start on it. Now that's gone out too.
Could be a battery there.
I don't think so.
It could be.
Maybe. I'll check that out. Who do I have fixed that?
Those auto start guys.
Bruce Beckeris.
Maybe.
Ron Saar.
Or one of the
James Erickson, says.
One of the, our maintenance guy?
Our maintenance guy?
No.
He's more than a maintenance guy. He also fills in at night and weekends.
He's tires. Mostly tires. He's not here today, is he?
I think he is, yeah. I saw him out at the Air Museum when I took my ride.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to horn in on that.
It was a strange conversation because James came up to me at the Air Museum right before the B-17 was about to depart, and he started talking about how in 1947, a B-17 crashed into the Empire State Building, killing all aboard.
As you were ready to get on.
Yeah, but you know what happened in 1947? I said, no, what happened? A B-17 crashed into the 86th floor of the Empire State Building. Everybody died.
Have a nice flight, Mike.
Thank you, James. I'm going to get on the plane now. Nice talking to you. Number two, this is an odd story as well. What are you looking at now?
He just went by.
James?
Yeah. Shh. He didn't hear me talking about him.
I don't think so. Look at him. He's mad.
You know what he's madder than a
wet hen. Number two, escaped python in Canada, Jurgi.
This
apparently,
is just incredible.
Apparently, an escaped python killed two young boys in New Brunswick. Campbellton, New Brunswick. That's somewhere up there in Canada.
It slithered out of its shop, right? The pet shop.
Yeah, python escaped his enclosure in the pet store and then killed two boys, 5 and 7 years old. They believe that it happened. Oh. The python was 14 to 16 feet long.
Oh. Just unbelievable.
Went into their bedroom, apparently.
Yeah.
And squeezed the two children to death. That's awful. That's terrible.
I've
never heard anything like it.
No. The store owner, I think, has admitted it was his snake. I think the snake has been killed. Is that true? I believe it has.
Yeah, I would hope so, yes.
And I saw a relative of the boys speaking out earlier today. I don't know what was said, but certainly tragic.
Just one of those things that, what are the odds?
If you produced a movie with that angle, nobody would believe it.
No, you're exactly right. Number one, give me a ding.
Hang on there, Mike. It was a B-25 that went into the Empire State Building.
But that's not what James Erickson said.
Well, somebody, one of our KFGO listeners said it was a B-25. You're okay.
It almost makes me think that James Erickson was just trying to scare me a little bit.
And then he would have jumped on the flight.
Yep.
Oh, you can't go?
Are you not going to go on the flight? Oh, I'll go.
I'll go.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, I never thought of that. Now I think that's exactly what was happening.
Yep,
God, I'm naive.
So. Trying to scare you off.
Well, this is strange. A guy in St. Paul was apparently climbing on the Capitol Dome in St. Paul and was captured on video.
Yeah, they just discovered the video, I guess, from surveillance from in the area, and they're worried about Capitol security is worried now that this video service, they'll be copycats, and so they're redoing, they're remodeling the Capitol.
Yeah, yeah, big renovations.
Spending a lot of money. And so now they're worried that the video's coming out, that there'll be copycats that people want to scale a building, and so they're taking extra security precautions and enclosures and trying to prevent people from climbing up there. I don't know why anybody would. I was there in sixth grade. I don't know if I've been back. I might have been
really?
There for
a it's a great building.
Legislative.
I get down there a couple times every year for the legislative session. It's a wonderful old building,
right.
But it does need renovation. But I don't climb on a dome of
I don't know. And
did he have a costume on?
Yeah, they describe him as like a Spider-Man-like costume. Yeah.
Well, I just guessed.
Yep.
Huh. Did any B-25s crash into the side of it when he was climbing up there?
No. Oh. Not in that moment.
So. B-17s?
Nope.
Everybody died?
Yep.
Sure you want to get on that plane? Oh! Watch your microphone.
I'm sorry. I hit
the Max Rad. You've broken the Max Rad. You're breaking the microphone.
What's it say here? Warning. What's to read the warning on there?
Oops, there I just broke it too.
Should tell our engineers.
Danger, watch for wires. You can be killed if this antenna comes near electric power lines. Read instructions.
Read the manual? No. I'll turn it over to engineering.
Hey, before you go, why do you smell like Kingsford charcoal?
Well, I was one of the judges of the annual Night to Unite Sheriff Police Chief Burger Cook-Off at Elmwood Park over the noon hour in West Fargo. And they have a big event there. Everybody's invited tonight. I think it starts around 5. There'll be police officers and FM ambulance and deputies. I know Cass County has some events in the county. Castleton for one. Moorhead, Dilworth, Clay County. This year's winner of the Cook-Off, there were 6 chiefs and or representatives of the chiefs or the sheriffs, Cass and Clay County. The winner this year, you'll be very proud, Chief Dave Ebinger, Moorhead.
Yep.
So it's the sixth, it was his seventh competition, and he finally won.
Did he have a little catfish tinge
in his
burger?
It kind of had a little Cajun. And I was one of the judges, and it was a large panel of media judges. Kirsten Keeley, myself, and Kirsten Keeley's daughter.
Because
one of the other media judges didn't show up.
Yeah, Mike Morkin. He was on the B-17.
Well,
he wasn't worried about a crash into the Empire State Building.
He had his priorities, didn't he? I thought he was on the B-17 yesterday.
It didn't fly yesterday.
Well, about the B-25, he did something yesterday.
I think it was on the ground. I think the B-17 got here yesterday.
Oh, I see.
So Morkin was there taking video and acting all cool.
He didn't actually
Then this morning he jumped on and jumped up in the nose cone before anybody else could, and then, took his pictures up there.
Well, he missed the burger fry, and they were very disappointed.
He was talking about it, though. He said, should I get over there? And he said, nah, I don't think so. Probably Ebinger who wins anyway.